D-backs getting ready to take on the St. Louis Cardinals tonight, and we welcome back to the big leagues. Ryan Buchter has been a really good reliever for a long time. How's it feel to get back? I know it's always a long road, right? But now that you're here, how's it feel?
It feels good. Jog my memory what the minor leagues was like. Like I didn't get enough of it early on, I guess. Huh? But it's good to be back. I'm happy to be here, and I want to do it different this time.
You know, you talked about the journey to get there, right? So how many years was it before you made your big league debut?
Just under 10. At the time, I had only gotten 5 days in the beginning of the season, didn't throw, and 5 days in the middle of the season, and then sent back down. So it was a better part of 10 years. And then I went another full season in the minor leagues after that as well, after making my debut. So it was a long journey.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is that you've been a really good reliever since you've been up, and that has to be at least gratifying, right? In that that this journey has been worth it in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I've always been a competitor. I'm a younger brother. we're a year and a half apart, me and my brother, and my dad was our coach all the time for every sport, and it was always easier for me to skip a year and go up and play with the older kids. So it made it easier on my dad, who was working two jobs, to even be out there to coach us. So I've always had that competitive nature, and I've tried like hell to not let anybody beat me in anything.
Yeah, well, and you're back now, and there's a lot of South Jersey and Philly on this roster, right? You, Gallen, Christian Walker, like, that's got to be nice, too. There's, what, toughness and charisma, right? That's the Philly way?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's with Seawalk just heading down to Reno for his rehab, too, every once in a while, I'll pull out the Jersey accent and just get him going a little bit, try to talk him up and remind them of what it's like.
You were part of what I think has been one of the most important, and there was something about your story that just, it had a real profound impact on me, and I know a lot of people, in your willingness recently to talk to Tom Verducci about mental health and getting help for it. What led to your decision, I guess, to go public with what you've been dealing with?
Honestly, I'm tired of seeing my friends and teammates struggle. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to bring it up. Failure is the elephant in the room in baseball and a lot of sports, but baseball especially. We're almost always failing, and the mentality is everything's a grind about it. And the mental health aspect, it's getting better, and a lot of people are talking about it. But it takes some examples to me. It takes some examples for guys to want to go and seek help and see that there's, for lack of a better term, light at the end of the tunnel. But for me, reading the Drew Robinson article, and there's a few other articles out there that I've read, but his hit home with me, and I've been there. I was there. The thoughts that he had resonating through his brain on a daily basis of even the little things like how could I drop? Of course I dropped the soap, in the shower, or, everything was weighing on him. I've been there, and I've been there for an extended period of time, almost to the point of, I didn't enjoy my major league time that I worked so hard to get and put myself in that position. And I just wanted to, for me, it's just about letting people know that, like, this is real. This happens a lot, and it's okay for us to talk about it.
When did you start seeking either therapy or treatment? What was the moment, and how did you go about it?
It was last year with the pandemic and some other things going on in my personal life that it was time to put an end to torturing the people I loved, letting the game kind of take me over and turning me kind of into a monster. So it was a lot of it was time to put an end to it. And I started by talking with the Angels doctor. And from there, my wife has always been an advocate of talking to somebody, and I've never done it because I wanted to be this tough guy on the field. And I always felt like me having the chip on my shoulder made me a better baseball player, and that would take that away. Yeah, last year I decided to put an end to it, and we have two young kids, and we both come from, I wouldn't say broken homes, but the way we were raised wasn't very conducive to our mental health. It wasn't good for our mental health. And my wife and I said, we're not going to do that to our kids. We're going to give our kids a better chance than we had. And that was the start of it.
How difficult was it making that first call for help? Because that, to me, I know from my experience, that has been the toughest thing, is trying to make that first phone call to say, I need to talk to someone.
It was one of the hardest things I've had to do. Come to terms with thoughts and conversations that, I had blacked out and put behind me, and I honestly, still to this day, I look forward to my calls that I have because everything's through Zoom nowadays. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to lie, and I still have anxiety before the calls. These are thoughts that I spent years burying behind concrete, never to come out. And the best thing I've done is, chiseled away at some of that concrete and help some of these thoughts come out. To make me a better parent, make me a better person, better husband, better friend.
The response to your article has been overwhelming, at least from people that I've seen. I read it right away, and it really got to me. What's the reaction been like from other players who may have been struggling?
Just honestly, a lot of them sharing the same sentiment. And kind of the biggest eye-opener for me has been highly successful people that haven't grinded their way through the minor leagues or haven't done, the hard road, so to speak, to reach out and say that they've struggled too. And they battle these thoughts on a daily basis. We just got done playing Sacramento, and I got to meet Drew, to talk to him and tell him how much of an inspiration he was to me to come out and tell my story. But to see him and see him on the baseball field performing, it was unbelievable. And after the game, he's still talking about how he went 0-for-3, and how he still struggles with the in-between stuff. It is absolutely, it's mind boggling to me. That's who we are. We're very hard on ourselves because this is what we want. This is all we want. We want this. We want success. We want to be on top. We're all here. We're all competitors. We live, sleep, and eat this, this game. And each day is a new chance at it. And when you kind of screw up that chance, you don't know if you're going to get another one. And I think going to bed at night, that was the hardest thing for me, as I've always pitched with, felt like a plane ticket out. And battling those thoughts and trying to perform at the highest level is kind of what ate at me.
Do you enjoy it more now?
I'm trying to.
It's a work in progress every day.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. I'm a crazy competitor. I mean, you name the sport and I'll be there. I'll show up with probably a headband and extra gallon of water because I'm going to go to work. I can't help it. I try. I mean, I've done a little better this year with the days I give up runs, not being hard on myself, trying to forget about it so I don't take it to the next outing. But I haven't done it at this level yet. I haven't had this mindset at this level yet. So I'm excited to get back to that. And then I just want to pitch and compete.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to see you pitch and compete. And listen, I can tell you, you've had an impact on my life, and I know you have an impact on others. And so thank you for being brave and standing up.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
D-backs reliever Ryan Buchter joining us on the Diamondbacks Radio Network.